Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, this is Donnie Newman with the Southern States Bull Riding Association coming to you live from Charlotte County Fairground. We got some great action tonight, some great bulls, typical topical bulls for Bull of the Year, Summertime Blues, Crybaby of Jamie Randance, Moody Hoo of Chris Stewart. You're going to see some live action tonight. We got the 2008 Summer Champion here tonight, Wagner Luciano, also number one in the standings, and Kevin McKeenan, Rooster, right on his tail, ladies and gentlemen. Stick around for the action.
All right, good afternoon, rodeo fans. Welcome to Making 8 Outreach live tailgate party from Port Charlotte, Florida, down here at Charlotte County Fairgrounds. Rodeo fans, we are underway down here. We've had a handful of riders. We're going to catch you up to date here, tell you who our leader is down here now. Looks like they're sliding on down to one of these bucking chutes. Going to find out what we got going on. Looks like we actually had a bullfighter get a little beat up down there, and The bullfighter was Ray Rivera. Took a little bit of a shot there. We got actually one of these cowboys down here going to actually fight bulls. We talked about him quite a bit. Buckshot Morrison, he is yet to ride. Getting down in the arena down here, going to look out for each other. This is what it's all about, rodeo fans. Had a bullfighter go down. We don't have a backup on standby. And so one of these cowboys that's been out, got a little bit of experience. Out here to fight some bulls, but right now Rooster McKeenan out. Woo! Slam down hard, rodeo fans. Not real happy. It's gonna be a buck off for Rooster, and he is not happy. Had a good feed on the bull, came around to the left, and I mean he just slam dunked Rooster. The bull was black pepper. They've talked a lot about him. This bull is bucked in a lot of different places. Can be nasty. Looks like we're trying to slide down here, rodeo fans, see who we got. To catch you guys up to date, though, we want to let you know Jake McIntyre is going to be the first one with a qualified score tonight with a score of 81. He was on the bull they call Preacher. Our next cowboy to make a qualified ride tonight was Jason Wade on the bull they call Cisco Kid, and scored an 82 on him. Moving on up, though, we had our seventh rider of the night, and that was Brian Corson, one of Team Making 8's own. Had a chance to sponsor him for the PBR event over in Fort Pierce. He was on a bull they call Raspberry Punch, and let me tell you, rodeo fans, an 86.5 points. We believe in this cowboy and know he's going to work his way back up to the Built for Tough Series. That's his goal. We're going to work with him, try to help him out as best we can, and rodeo fans, that's the reason why, because there's no doubt he had it on his mind he was going to make a ride on that bull. And 86.5 is going to be your current leader. But let me tell you, rodeo fans, we've got a lot of bull riding action yet to come. We have yet to see Clay McIntyre, one of the favorites down here, Bubba Creedmoor, also a past champion with the Southern States Bull Riders. We've got a lot of good riders down here, rodeo fans. So we're going to hang tight. Wagner Luciano is yet to ride, also standing in first place right now with Southern States Bull Riding. So we look forward to seeing him a little bit later on. Rodeo fans, going to let y'all know what we have going down here. We are in Port Charlotte, Florida with the SFBR, the Redman Pro Series Challenge. This is the second of 10 events. This is they will be competing for payouts at the end of the night, as well as the trophy buckle at the end of the 10 events. So, rodeo fans, right now I believe Brian Corson was the winner of the event on the first event that they had earlier this year. We want to let you know, rodeo fans, about the past champions down here. Jason Wade won it in 05. And let me tell you, he was down here tonight, actually has a qualified score. So we know he's still got it. You know, he comes in tonight with a score of 82 for his first ride. Rodeo fans, they are bringing 5 back to the short go, so we look forward to seeing that. In 2006, we had James DeSanto was the second ride, or the second champion. In 07, we had B.J. Carter. Had an opportunity to see him ride last week in Chiefland, Florida. And in 08 was Caleb Sanderson. Rodeo fans, he is on the Bill Ford Tough Series. There's a reason why these guys are down here competing, because they know where it'll take them. And who's going to be 2009 champion? We'll have yet to see. We're in the second event down here for the 10 Series event. Our rodeo announcer tonight is going to be Donnie Newman. The photographer down here for these for the Southern States Bull Riding is Miss Teresa Bryant. We had an opportunity to see some great pictures she took, actually, of myself down in Myakka City. And speaking of Myakka City, rodeo fans, Cody Robinson and Ray Rivera were the winners for that event. They are down here bullfighting tonight. Like I said, Ray Rivera had a little bit of trouble. Got a little shaken up when he had a bull kind of camp out on him a little bit. And actually, the rider was Jimmy Bennett on a bull they call Salty Dog. Was bucked off at about 3 seconds. Bull just kind of whipped him down. Ray jumped right in the middle to save that cowboy and ended up taking a shot himself. So, tough ride for him, but we're sliding on down here now, rodeo fans. You'll see who we got. Looks like they're getting ready to buck some more bulls. Justin Carter is going to be the next killer. Justin, rodeo fans, that was close to the 8-second whistle. Is that Justin Walker? Justin Walker, rodeo fan. Had an opportunity to see this cowboy ride a little bit down in Myakka City. He got a lot of try. They're giving him a thumbs up. He was real close to that 8-second whistle. And when he pulled down, he's going to get himself a score on a bull they call Misfit. I'm going to wait and see what we got there for a score. Right. 76.5 for Justin Walker. Tell you what, that was a ranked little dude. I think the judges are going a little easy on him there on that score, but Willie Look to definitely see him hopefully be back in the short go round. Like I said, rodeo fans, looks like they are going to bring 5 back. But they do have 28 riders down here tonight, so it's gonna be a lot of try for these cowboys, and hopefully we'll have an opportunity to see him back in the short go round. Looks like they're sliding on down to around the fourth or fifth bucking shoe down here. They've got 9 bucking shoes down here that they're going to. All right, James Barfield's going to be the bull rider, and he's going to be riding the bull they call Bulldog. Looks like he's getting all set up right now, getting ready to jump out here. James Barfield, an opportunity to see him down in Myakka City as well. Actually got himself on several bulls down there. Great cowboy. This cowboy's got a lot of try. He's what we call, rodeo fans, one of these old school cowboys. He is a typical bull riding cowboy right here. He knows what his business is, and right now he's trying to make business good. We're actually sliding down right in front of the bucket shoe for him. We're going to try to bring it to you about 2 feet away, rodeo fans, so you're getting this action live and in person. What? Rodeo fans, let me tell you, the Charlotte County Fairgrounds have done a great job setting this arena up for the bull riding. They're going to be doing this as a monthly event down here, and we look forward to meeting a lot of these, covering a lot of these events and bringing this action to you live. James is up on his rope, he's going to be out to the left real fast, trying to make the corner. James staying with him, going to hit the bull, hung up just a little bit. Bullfighter stepping in the middle. Ray Rivera taking another shot right there. Wow. Tell you what, that cowboy's got a lot of try. He's got a lot of hustle. Tell you what, we didn't even see Ray flip out there in the arena back in there again. He is getting a workout tonight. Great job for him. So that's going to do it. Going to be a buck off for James Barfield. No score for him. Well, Ray turned around, came back out in the arena, and jumped right in the middle of that bull. Pulled that bull rider away. James needs to get over and thank him a lot. Tell you what, that's a tough cowboy right there. Taylor Cesar is going to be the next cowboy. He's on a bull they call Pretty Boy Floyd. Actually saw Ty Harris get on him in Myakka City last month, I believe, maybe back in February. Ty, I think, was right at the whistle for that cowboy. Yeah. There goes the gate. Bull's going to be out. Back around to the right. Oh! Taylor not able to make the corner on that cowboy, on that bull when he came around to the right. Going to be a no score on Pretty Boy Floyd. All right, there, rodeo fans. Looks like they're flying down here to the other side of the buck and shoot to see who we can get down this way. Ray Rivera still out there in the middle of the arena doing his job. I'll tell you, he's got a lot of try. Real impressed to see him take the shots that he has tonight for these cowboys, and still able to get out there and get it done. So that's a lot of try. Looks like Steve Bryant going to be the next cowboy we're going to. This is one of these seasoned veteran cowboys, actually in his 40s, riding bulls. He's going to be on a bull they call Schizo. Steve looking to make a ride down here. Steve's going to be out, and the bull's going to cut to the left and bring him down. Steve not able to make the corner. Looking to get to the fence now. It'll be a no score for Steve Bryant tonight. The rodeo fans, his wife actually is a photographer out here tonight. She's out here snapping just about every evening with the Southern States Bull Riders, doing a great job for them. Steve's got a lot of try out there. We look forward to seeing him get out here and cover several of these events. We're going to try to bring you as much of the action as we can, rodeo fans. Not going to want to miss any of this, but I believe we're going to try to slide down, take a little break, and play some more rodeo music and let you guys catch up. And we're going to bring the action to you right away just as soon as we get back to y'all. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl Saletti with the Southern States Bull Riding. You're listening to the SSBR on Making Eight.
But there's a cowboy there with a gleam in his eye that can't afford to go down.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the bulls down. And it's just Saturday. But the bull knows how to take the county fair. It ain't a circus, it ain't no act. Mossy old boy used everything he's got to put the cowboy on his back.
Well, this next bull has never been ready. And in tonight's Mossy old shootout, he's gonna try to be the first.
Welcome back, rodeo fans, down here in Port Charlotte, Florida at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds. We just had a little bit of action down here. You're going to have Ryan Parker on a bull they call Summertime Blues. Rodeo fans, that is one bull you're going to hear us talk about a lot in a lot of these short go-rounds. That bull right there will buck. Ryan was actually brought down early at about 3 seconds. Is all what you left on that bull. We went out to Buckshot Morrison. Now, let me tell you, there's a history there. The bull they call the club. And let me tell you, this little bull was getting, and Buckshot was staying with him, actually got off on the side, made some great corrections to get back over center of that bull. Unfortunately, lost his rope at about 7 seconds. So rodeo fans going to be a no score for him as well. You know, we definitely look forward to seeing him down the road here with the Southern States Bull Riders as well. So that's going to do it. That's going to bring you back up. We still have our current leader, Team Making Ace Own, Brian Corson on Raspberry Punch. So look forward to seeing him in the short go-round. It's going to be second place. It's going to be Jason Wade with an 82, one of the former event winners down here, the Buckle Series winners. And then we've got Jake McIntyre, actually a this cowboy has actually been to the PBR finals in Vegas. And let me tell you, we have seen him ride a lot for the CBR as well as PBR and PRCA. That cowboy knows how to get it. And he's a veteran cowboy and knows his business. Scored an 81 on the bull they call Preacher, so we certainly look to see him in there. Also had a bull or a cowboy, Justin Walters, scored a 76.5 on a bull they call Misfit. So we look forward to seeing him. Rodeo fans, looks like we're taking a short little break here. They're loading up more bulls in the bucking chute. We're going to slide back down, play some more bull riding music. Rodeo fans, stay tuned. Do not miss any more of this rodeo action, and we'll be right back.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
A no threat, a NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet behind the ears, a red line revver just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but pain. Chartreuse pain. Big race, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack. Fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes them by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number two. All out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild. The roadside bars, a real humdinger, a blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he come back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. Then he hits the road, fronting the band, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a big old van, all beat up. He did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. Then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseum, he's all the rage. The lights go down, he hits the stage, and the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. You're shining like a superstar, baby. And the crowd goes wild.
You're shining like a superstar. You're
This is Chaz Fish, the local bullfighter and air personality for Makin8 Outreach Ministries.
Oh, the trailer to the pickup truck and drive off through the night. Truck stop food and Chris Ledoux, yeah, it's big show time. They come rolling in, hell-bent to win, yeah, they draw a number and wait. Say a prayer, throw their hand in the air, the second they open the gate, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stitch it up. When you're on the ride, counting those seconds down, it seems like two lifetimes when you're bucking and tossing around. But there's a buckle waiting at the end of the night, enough money to make the next show. And a winning day is worth the pain, and even though you're healing slow, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stitch it up.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. Down here in Port Charlotte, Florida, at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds, live with the Southern States Bull Riding in the Red Man Pro Series Challenge. It's going to be the second event of the year, and it's going to be second out of 10. Rodeo fans, we're down here. We actually got Kelly on the other side of the arena, kind of catching a view over there from her angle. We're back behind the bucket chute. Going to check in with Kelly. Kelly, what do you say there, cowgirl?
Oh, it's an exciting night, that's for sure.
What do you think about team making his own Brian Fortin right now, the event leader with an 86.5 off Raspberry Punch?
I tell you, he did a great job. That was an exciting ride to watch. He got real close and trying to watch it through the videotape as I'm taping it was just amazing.
I'll tell you what, well, I know you got some good video action of that. Hey, trying to look and see who we're sliding down to. Were you able to catch see who we were going to next right now?
No, I did not catch a name.
All right, we're going to see this cowboy. He's going to be coming down on the other side of the bucking chute there.
I see Chaz Fish has gone out here. He's one of our bullfighters now.
Well, I'll tell you what. After that incident with Ray Rivero, man, they brought in the cavalry. We got Garrett Haskins out here. We got Chaz Fish. We got Ray. We got Cody Robinson. These guys are getting it. But the bull's going to be Acid Rat. And Eli Silva's going to be the cowboy. So that's who we're going to next. Going to be coming out right-handed delivery. And we're on the left-handed bucket shoe side there, Kelly. So if you can see it, why don't you call it for us? He's
I'll
sliding
do
up
my
on
best.
The rope right now.
They're cracking the gate. I think they're trying to get the bull to look the outside.
Okay.
Here he comes, and he comes out to the right, and he's going back and forth, little back
oh.
to the left. Oh, and he comes off.
Yeah, just couldn't make the corner there for that
right off the side of that bull.
Yeah, not able to make that left-handed corner, just kind of threw him right off. Now, Acid Rat, that's a rank little dude. We had an opportunity to see him, and actually, Teresa Bryant, the photographer down here from Southern States Bull Riding, is taking some great shots of these bullfighters getting out there and getting in front of that bull. That bull's kind of got a history. He don't like cowboys too much. But we do have a few qualified rides here tonight. I've been able to watch some of this great bull riding action. Still got a lot more bull riding left to come. What do you say, Kel?
Oh, it's a wonderful night for it. The weather's great. The bulls are bucking hard. The bull riders are doing their best. It's an exciting night. Great crowd out here.
Oh, yeah. You got to love Port Charlotte. I'll tell you, these fans down here, they're dedicated. Love coming out and watching these bull rides with the Southern States Bull Riders. I'm telling you what, they put on a great show. We're excited for being able to come through. Oh, we're going down to
Ripple. Ryan Ripple coming up.
Yep. Had the opportunity to produce a lot of his ropes, and hopefully we can sell some for him. Oh, Ryan.
Oh, he takes a hard hit off that.
I'll tell you what, he took a head first, and I mean, he's probably digging a lot of dirt out of his helmet there. I think that bull made a shovel out of him because he was scooping up dirt in that helmet. The bull they call babysitter is going to be bucked off, but he was no babysitting deal there. That was a rank little dude. That bull came out
that bull just keeps, that bull don't want none of those boys in the arena. He keeps clearing the arena. Calling back
he
after
sure
him.
Does. He's looking around for more there, Kelly. He's trying to see.
He is.
All right, well, it's going to be a no score for Ryan Ripple, but I'll tell you what, he's got some great ropes. Rodeo fans, if you're interested in getting in a bull ride, check out our website. Go to our store page and check out the Ripple ropes. Trying to find out where they're going to next there, Kel.
I'm not quite sure which fucking shoot they're going to yet. I haven't seen them tie on the rope yet. Looks like they're headed back down your direction.
Okay. Well, let's slide on down here and see what we can find out. Ryan's kind of limping out of the arena there.
Yeah, he's taking a slow limp out of the arena. He came down hard off that bull.
Yeah, he really did. That bull just kind of slam dunked in there when he made the corner. And rodeo fans, for you guys that want to know, when we talk about making the corner, that's when that bull cuts back to the left or cuts back to the right. I'm telling you, these are corners that you do not want to make. You know, these bulls right here are 2,000 pounds of just nasty. And it's going to make it really tough. Looks like they're sliding on down here to Bubba Primore.
Number two.
Drew Carmichael's getting his re-ride. We had the opportunity, Drew Carmichael was one of the first cowboys out. The bull came out backwards in the chutes, and so because of him, Drew Carmichael did not get an option, really. He actually jumped in the bucking chute, did not get an opportunity to really take this bull, because they gave him a re-shot. The bull is going to be broken arrow. Now, Drew Carmichael does a lot of work for the Southern States guys, does a lot with these stock contractors down here. Jamie Randant, Chris Stewart, tell you what, you know, he works hard down here, but he also has an opportunity to get on these bulls quite often, and, you know, Drew can make a ride here. We're going to be pulling for him. All right. There he goes. Bull's going to be out to the left, back around to the right. Drew making a seat. Got to pull back on his pockets a little bit.
Oh, stay on.
They rocked him on the side there. Woo. Let me tell you, that bull rider was on the left side of that bull. His legs were in the air, and Drew was just hanging on, was not going to let go. Waiting to see if he made the 8-second whistle, but the bullfighters, I'll tell you what, Cody Robinson stepped in and made a great save for that cowboy. Great job, because I'll tell you what, that bull turned around, was making a beeline for Drew, and was brought down. When Drew got brought down, he was right in front of that bull, and I'll tell you what, great job for Cody to step in there. We're waiting to see what we get for a score for Drew there. I believe we got one judge that gave us a thumbs up, so we'll see what kind of score we get. Drew had a seat on him, and the bull was just kind of spinning back into his hands. 79 points for Drew.
Yeah, 79 points.
All right, now we're sliding down to Ryan Jones. Woo, bull's going to be hard out to the left, and then that's a stopping. I'll tell you what. Ryan Jones was on a bull. He was on a bull that they call, we slide on down here. I lost my spot, Barhopper. Believe he lost his flank rope, so I don't know if they're going to give him an option for a reride on that one or not.
I'm not sure. It kind of all happened at the same time. The bull, he came off the bull flank came off the bull, and the bull stopped in the middle of the arena all at the same time.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to wait and see what we got down here. All right, there, rodeo fans. J.W. Thorpe's going to be the next cowboy. It's going to be on Master Blaster. Let me tell you, this little bull is ranked. He's got some speed to him.
I got to load him.
All right, there, rodeo fans. We're actually down here. These are Chris Stewart's bulls that these cowboys are getting on right now. And I'll tell you, he is right safe in. J.W. Core's actually been around for quite some time. How's the view from where you're at there, Kelly, on the back of our tailgate party truck?
I like this view. I like my view every time we go out. I get the good seat in the house.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I don't know how much better you can get it than mine sitting right back here about 2 feet away from these cowboys. I'll tell you, it's a great deal.
You got a great seat with all them cowboys, but as soon as they come out that chute, you get blocked from the view, I think.
All right, there goes J.W. back around to the left. Now back around to the right. JW's got a seat on him, digging a little spur. Back around to the left now, going to be brought down right after you set the whistle.
Nice.
We're going to, they're going to say he was short the 8 second whistle. He was close to that 8 second whistle, though, let me tell you. Going to be a
nice
score for JW. Yeah, I'll tell you what, it really looked good. JW had a seat on him. Spun around, kind of got him back on his pockets a little bit, right at the end of the ride, and unfortunately, ended up flapping him. Looks like Ryan Jones is going to get a re-ride now on that bull that lost his flank rope, so we're going to see what Ryan Jones can do down here. Not sure who the re-ride bull is we got down here. Oh, looks like he's going to be on a bull they call Dirt Devil.
Looks like they're going back down to buck and shoot number 7, I believe, Scott.
Okay. Well, we're right down here in front of Ryan Jones. We know he's going to be getting a re-ride option there. He's going to be on the bull they call Dirt Devil. We're going to look who see we got down there. Clay McIntyre is going to be the next cowboy coming out. Tell you, we had an opportunity to watch Clay finish tied for third with teammate and ace Ty Harris last week up in Chiefland. is another veteran cowboy. Of course, his brother was able to do it on Preacher for an 81, so we're going to see what Clay can do here on a bull they call Preacher. There'll be another one of Chris Stewart's bulls.
We got some fans really getting into this tonight, Scott. They're out there dancing in the stadium.
I'll tell you what, this poor Charlotte crowd has been fantastic. Rodeo fans, if you get an opportunity, put it on your schedule for next month. Check out the SSBR website at ssbrnow.com, or you can check in with Macon8.com. Make sure you look up on the schedule, find out when the next event is going to be. Get on down here to Fort Charlotte for one of these great rodeos. I'll tell you, you're really seeing some exciting action down here. We're trying to bring it to you live, but you're not going to get the real unless you're here. So they're flying down to Clay McIntyre. Had an opportunity to watch him ride in the PR when Brian Clemson was down there in Fort Pierce a couple weeks ago.
Scott, you had the opportunity to help bandage his ear up a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, actually, Clay got hurt and down there in Fort Pierce, and of course, being in the EMS field, I'm not too sit down and work with Clay. Got him kind of cleaned up. He actually called a buddy of his at the vet, went down there and stitched him up. And there comes Clay right now. Bull's going to be back around hard to the left. Clay making the corner, able to stay with him, making a great qualified ride. Wow. Oh, man. Great get up, too. I'll tell you what, that bull lost him quite a few feet up in the air, Kelly. How about it look for you?
That was an awesome ride. That was a great ride. I expect a high score on that one. That was a tight, spinning, hard fucking bull.
He'll be in the high 80s for sure. Great job for Clay McIntyre. He's walking out with a little bit of, he's got a little hitch in his giddy up getting out of that arena now. He knows he had himself a good ride there. Tipping his hat to the crowd there. We're waiting on the scores to come in.
Yeah, 88 points.
Well, that's going to make him our new leader. Brian Corson, when a team make an 8th zone on Raspberry Punch, is going to be in second with 86.5. But great job to Clay McIntyre. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, Kel, once he made that corner, there was no getting him off. He had a seat on that ball and was just what's not going to go.
Kenny Hannock's coming up.
Okay, yeah, had an opportunity to see Kenny down there these last few weeks watching the SSBR. Does a lot of riding with them. He's on a bull they call Blackhawk. So we're going to see what this cowboy has right here. Yeah, you know what, Kel, going back to the SSBRnow.com, checking out their website, found out that Kenny Hammack is a rookie classified in the deal. Also used to run a lot up at Remington Rough Stock, so we look forward to running into Kenny quite often down here. But he's a pretty hard cowboy and got a lot of try in him, younger cowboy.
Yeah, I enjoy watching him ride.
All right, bull's going to be out to the right, hard to the right. Kenny able to make a great correction. Oh, jumps off. I believe he lost his rope there. It's going to be a no score for Kenny Hammack. I'll tell you what, I think he just lost his bull rope there. Sitting down here, James Barfield sitting right in front of us down here, had a heck of a try on a bull they call Bulldog. Brought down short of the 8-second whistle. He just wanted to get his name on the radio, I think.
Yeah. No, actually, I drew that bull in Arcadia, and I'm sitting back like here, and I asked the plank man if he was ready, and they opened the gate. And so I rode him for almost 8 seconds, looking out, trying to get off. Tonight, I rode him straight, and did no good.
Well, yeah, James just giving us a little insight on that. I don't know if you were able to catch it. Kel said he had that bull down in Arcadia, and said that the flank man didn't have a flank on that bull, and he was able to ride for almost 8 seconds there, trying to look for a spot to get off on the right-hand side, but, made it closer to the 8 than what he did tonight, looking straight down over top of that bull, but rough deal for him. That's going to be a tough night, but we'll catch up with James. He'll be back. All right. Who we got down there, Kelly? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I'm waiting for them to tell me. Looks like we're coming out of fucking shoot number 7 again.
Okay.
Oh.
Buck and shoot number 8. Now, see, they're all the way down on the other side. They've got 9 buck and shoots down here at this arena. Let me tell you, this arena is set up for bull riding. The fans have a great view. The riders have a great facility down here. I'm actually liking this. I think the Cowboys are enjoying it as well. All right, there he goes. Around to the right real hard. Back around to the left. Oh,
that was Bubba Priedmore, Scott.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. Tough luck for Bubba, and I'll tell you what. He got himself a little bit of an extra boost there. That bull was turning around looking for him, and Bubba wasn't paying attention. Almost got it in the rear end there.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a no score for Bubba Priedmore, but let me tell you, these other Cowboys, we still got a lot of Cowboys, quite a few Cowboys left before we start factoring in the short go around, see who we got. Looks like Ryan Jones is getting down now, getting ready for his re-ride. The bull they call Dirt Devil. Ryan Jones, one of these Cowboys, one of the first Cowboys I had an opportunity to ride with. Let me tell you, this cowboy can get it. All right, Ryan, make a ride now, cowboy. Make a ride. There you go, Ryan. Oh, Ryan's got his feet on that. Oh, back around to the left. Oh, not able to make the corner. Going to be brought down short to the 8-second whip.
Tough night for Ryan Jones.
I'll tell you what, that bull was kicking. I mean, he had some drop kick to him. Ryan Jones able to stay with him until that bull made the corner, got him kind of pulled back and around to the right, and pulled him down early. Going to be short of the 8-second whistle. No score for Ryan Jones. But I'll tell you what, these bulls down here, Jamie Randant, Chris Stewart, these guys brought the bulls down. Going to see who we got down here now.
Looks like they're down to number 6 there.
We're sliding right on down here next to them.
Looks like he's warming up his rope there, Scott.
Yeah, it's going to be, I'm not even going to try to pronounce this cowboy's name, Kelly. I believe it's Yader Zelly. What do you think? Yader Zelly. Does that sound about right?
I think so, yeah. I think that's how I've heard it pronounced.
We'll go with that one. He's going to be on the bull they call Flicky Joe down here.
I guess they're calling him Junior there, Scott.
Yep.
Junior Jameer.
That's gonna be a better name than what we were trying to pronounce there. Junior Zelly gonna be on a bull they call Sleepy Joe. Sliding up on his ropes right now. Bull's gonna be out to the left. Oh, Junior able to make the corner on him. Kind of jumping down the arena now. Off on the right. Oh, right out the 8-second buzz. Going to see what we got.
Have to go to the judges on that one. That was close.
We got thumbs up. Going to look like he's going to have another qualified score. Great job for Junior there. We're going to see what these scores are coming up. Be on the Chris Stewart Bull Sleepy Jill. Bull came out, was just around to the left, kind of jumped a few times down the arena, kind of got him off on his right side, almost brought him down, but fortunately, Junior able to stay with him for the 8 seconds. Waiting on these scores coming in.
Seventy-five and a half.
And you know what? I'll tell you what, Kel. What we've seen here recently is that anybody that has made a qualifying score has been able to get into the short round, but not tonight. They're bringing five back, and right now your leader is Clay McIntyre, and Brian Corson's in second, 86 and a half. Here they go.
Oh! He got pulled down over the front of that bull.
Yeah, he sure did, I'll tell you what. And, I mean, he was slam dunk. Looks like Dustin Royer was the cowboy. Dustin Roy on a bull they call Pineapple Express. And I'm telling you what, that was one bull that was getting it. He, I mean, when he made that corner, he made it hard, and, I mean, he just slam dunked him. Looks like about seven right now. All right, rodeo fans. Newt Matson is going to be the next cowboy. He's on a bull they call Pac-Man. Newt Matson actually in second place in the Miami City, the Jason Wade Challenger Series event. So we look to see Matt make a ride right here, Kel. This is one cowboy. Now, see, last weekend we did not have the opportunity to see Newt because we were up in Chiefland. But this cowboy here finished second, right behind Jimmy Lathrow. One of the only two cowboys to make both qualified rides down there in Miami City for the Jason Wade Challenger Series. Tell you what, rodeo fans, if you guys are interested, log on to sfbrnow.com. Find out when their rodeos are going to be near you and get over to one. These cowboys down here are some of the best, and the stock contractors are great. Here goes Newt. Going to be out to the left. Oh, bull's going to be fast. Got to get him on the right-hand side. Oh, pulled him right out of his rope. No score for Newt there in the long round. Unfortunately, we've got seven qualified rides so far. And,
that bull exploded out of that
back gate. Oh, he really did. He came out real quick. We're going to be
I think he jumped out further than Newt expected.
Well, looks like they're loading up. Just a couple more bulls, Kel, before we get into the short go-round action. We're going to let everybody know who's going back to where, but we're gonna have to slide down and take a short break just beforehand. So hang tight. We're going to bring you these last few bulls. Looks like we got two out of the right-handed deliveries coming up down there and then one out of the left-hand delivery. So looks like we got about three riders left. Okay. Yeah, this is the one we've been talking about for some time. This cowboy is number one in the Southern States bull riding. He went 100% on his bull for the first 18. He was 18-0 before he finally got bumped off a bull in the Southern States bull riding. This cowboy here is leading the Southern States bull riding standings in first place right now. He is looking right now to make the money. He wants to kind of pull ahead of Rooster. Rooster been able to make the qualified ride lately. I believe Wagner actually won last night up in Georgia. He's on a bull they call Monster Mash, and this is one ranked bull by Chris Stewart and Peace River Rodeo Company. Yeah, you may even have a better view than what I've got down there. Wagner, Brazilian cowboy, one of the best Brazilians that we've seen down here in Florida. I'll tell you, this cowboy knows how to get it.
Looks like they're trying to get that bull moving around in that gate a little bit. Maybe squishing his leg or something, it looks like.
Okay. Rodeo fans, we've had the opportunity to ride with Southern States Bull Riding here for these past couple months, and we have really enjoyed it.
Yeah, he's going to get a re-pull on his rope now.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, these bulls know what their jobs are down here. And they came out here tonight. The, you know, Peace River Rodeo Company, Chris Stewart, and Jamie Randant, or Randant and Lee Bucking Bulls, they brought their A-10s down here. These bulls are getting it. And hopefully we'll have it on action for you. But it looks like they're getting ready to go right now. All right, Kel, here he comes. Sliding up on his rope.
Getting ready for him to crack the gate. And here he comes.
Goes.
And he's off
around
to
the
left.
Right, back around to the left hard. Oh, Widener staying with him, making a ride. Oh, back around. Let me tell you, this is going to be a 90-point run at least. Great job for Wagner Luciano. Let me tell you, that bull was giving him everything.
Oh, look, he's doing the jig.
Look at that. Throwing his helmet off in the air. Let me tell you.
That was one excited bull rider out there dancing in the middle of the arena.
Yeah. Well, they call it the Luciano shovel. Let me tell you. That little bull rider, that bull gave him everything, and he's on a bull they call Monster Mash. 88.5 points.
Gave him the lead.
Nope, that's gonna. Is it? Yes, ma'am. You're right. That is gonna put him as the leader.
Great ride, cowboy.
Great
I got a nice spot
Wagner.
Here. That all the cowboys come in right here, right next to me, Scott.
I'm sure you do. They give you a little wink and a smile when they walk by, Miss Kelly.
I enjoy it.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. Well, we know you're having a great time down there. We are having a great time down here back behind the bucket chute. Got a couple more riders left. You're going to find out who we got down here now. Woo! That little bull came out. Let me tell you something, Kelly. That bull rider didn't even get his rope on the bull.
No, one of our bullfighters took the gate to the head.
All right, rodeo fans, this bull is nasty. I mean, he is clearing the arena. Cowboys jumping up on the fences. Look. You know who it was that took the shot? Gary, you all right? You all right, man? Tell you what,
yeah,
Gary,
a couple
took a
of them got a little
right
shook
there.
Up with that gate popped open.
I'll tell you what, they weren't expecting it. That little bull was giving him everything he wanted out of that bucking chute. Nasty little deal right there.
They're keeping him in the arena right now so they can get him loaded back up. Yes, this bullfighter here in the yellow jersey, I'm sorry, I forgot his name. He's the one that took the shot to the head.
Cody Robinson, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's one of the youngest bullfighters out there. He's, you know, not had a whole lot of experience, but I'll tell you what, that's where they make you or break you, you know, and unfortunately, he wasn't trying to do a little bit of cowboy protection. I think he's just trying to protect his own self out there. All right, well, they got him in the back pen now. We're going to try to reload him here. All right, rodeo fans, we're sliding on down here. They're going to try to reload this bull here right now. We're pulling some gates. Cowboy's down here right next to me. So, Kel, what did you think about that event last night down there running some rough stock?
Oh, that was a fun night, I tell you. That Austin,
yeah,
he's getting better every time he rides.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you know, Watson Rooster down there actually won the event. You know, then Ryan Ripple finished in second place, so great job for him. And you know what's really entertaining is Ryan Ripple was not set to enter tonight's event, but they had a few call-outs. Ryan won some entry fee money down there last night, so that was really good. All right, here they go. They got the strap back up in the bucking chute.
And this is our last bull rider for this for the long event, Scott?
I believe it is, Kelly. And I could have been mistaken. If I don't believe that was the acid rat that came out earlier. That we know that this bull is acid rat here, and that's going to be Eli Silva, I do believe. Not sure if they switched the cowboys around on these bulls or not. Yeah, this is going to be the last bull. And then we're going to slide on down there with you, take a little break, and let you kick on some rodeo music. But we're going to watch this ride right here. And I believe for the short go, Kel, did you hear that from Donnie Newman there? President of Southern States Bull Riding doing the announcing tonight. He's letting us know that they're going to do a draft for the short show. It's going to be Eli Silva's going to be on Acid Rat.
This is Acid Rat.
Yes, ma'am. That's right. We've seen this bull before, and he is one rank little dude. You know, my thing is, Kel, if these will be long round bulls.
I hate to see what's coming on the short go.
We can only imagine what's going to happen with these short go round bulls. These bulls are going to be ranked. This bull here is normally in the short round. There he goes. Oh, bull spinning hard to the left. Spinning him off. Bullfighter's getting out there. All right, going to be brought down short of the 8-second whistle. I mean, that bull was right at the gate, spinning to the right. Going to be a no score for Eli Silva. Great try, though, for that cowboy, especially after got out in the arena a little bit, broke through the chute, and tore into some of those bullfighters. But, Kel, what do you say we slide on down, take a short break, kick off some bull ride music, get ready for the short go round? Before we do, we want to let you guys know that our event leader, Wagner Luciano, one of the best cowboys down here, leading the Southern States Bull Riding in points, is our current leader tonight, followed by Clay McIntyre with a score of 88, and then Brian Corson, one of Team Making Eight members, PBR Bull Rider. This guy's got a veteran bull rider, score with an 86.5. Sliding on down, looks like we got Jason Wade with a score of 82, and Jake McIntyre with a score of 81. Those are going to be your 80-point bull riders. We're going to slide on down and find out who's going to be in the short go round, what bulls they have, and kick off some bull ride music. So, rodeo fans, stay tuned. Go fill your water bottles, and we'll be right back.
How you doing, folks? This is Donnie Newman with the Southern States Bull Riding Association, and you're listening to the SSBR on Making8.com.
Someone's trying to ride me, tighten up the ropes, they don't know what's inside me. Little Yellow Jacket is my name, and hurting cowboys is why I came. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back.
I'm chewing out my nose and digging in the dirt. Now I'm thinking about the next cowboy I'm gonna knock down. I'm reindeer dipping, ain't no Christmas coming early. Heard you riding good, but that really don't concern me. I rode in on a trailer out for
from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back. On a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back. On your back, back, back.
I'm Cole Villamonte of Making Eight, listening to Making Eight Radio on MakingEight.com.
I'm sitting in the middle of a ton of dynamite, and when they open up the gate, the sun.
lady and a rodeo queen. Billy was a lover, oh, you know what I mean. Billy rode the bulls in a big rodeo. Dixie loved a man and she told him so. Dixie loved a man and she told him so. Brought a bad bull to the big rodeo. Said he killed a man out of New Mexico. Dixie said, Billy, please don't go. Don't ride that killer in the rodeo. You're the only man I love. I need you so. Billy, he looked at Dixie, looked her right in the eye. Said, I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I ride wild bull just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me. Billy rode that killer out of New Mexico. He rode across the Rockies through the rain and the snow. Rode across the desert to the shining sea. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Aloha, aloha, hey. Aloha, aloha, hey. Billy rode that bull around the world and then he rode him out to Jupiter and back again. Picked up Dixie, away they did fly. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. And I could hear Billy say, he said, I'd rather be a lover than a fighter of wars. Be from Oklahoma than the nebulous stars. Spend a lot of time in some honky-tonk bars. From Memphis to the China Sea. Yeah. From Memphis to the China Sea. And I'm a wild bull. And I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pack of wolves, pistol, I'm the son of a gun. Ride wild bulls just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me.
Fans, this is Ty Harris with Making 8 Radio on Making8.com.
So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowd, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. For infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stomped and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday. And I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know it's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Ron Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, fall out for the moment. Parks Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard.
Go ahead. Go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on.
The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as the sun
it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, stomped and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bare down and
go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
Hey rodeo fans, come check out the Ripo Ropes on MakingEight.com. Get a grip on a Ripo Rope today.
Of a big cuss getting tore up from the floor up.
I'm gonna push my luck.
They pull the gate and try to make aid on an earthquake high stake. It makes your bones ache.
Hey, hey.
I'm losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp, kid. I gotta get a good grip and set it off like a rock.
This is Chaz Fish, the local bullfighter and air personality for Making Eight Outreach Ministries.
Bye, Bad Head.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
I'm a chicken fry, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Of a precious child and no mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, a light to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Of a precious child and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, a lot of sea sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child and know a mother's love.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Down here in Port Charlotte, Florida, with the Southern States Bull Riding, going to let you all know we have the tallies. The bull riders are getting their ropes on the bulls right now. We did have a draft, starting off with Wagner Luciano, able to pick Red Nanner. He had the first choice, and that's the bull he went with. He's looking to make some money. Then we went down to Clay McIntyre with a score of 88 coming into the short go-round. Chose the bull Crybaby, Brian Corson. Looking for a rematch on a bull they call Risky Business. Brian Ray to get a piece of this bull. Jason Wade on Wild Bill. Jake McIntyre picked Taser. And Justin Walker, the last pick in the short round, went with Freak Show. So we look forward to seeing that. Rodeo fans, let me tell you what they're doing down here. They are getting set up. And looks like the announcer, Donnie Newman, just went with trying to make his pick of the night there for the short go-around. Clay McIntyre with Crybaby, but I think Brian Corson's got something for this bull Risky Business, so we're going to pick Risky Business. Kelly, you still with us?
I am, Scott. I'm here.
All righty. Well, what do you think with this short go around now? Who do you think is going to be the best matchup here?
Oh, I think they're all going to be equally as exciting.
All righty. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'm putting my money on Brian Forson. I think our announcer over there, Donnie Newman, president of Southern States Bull Riding, he went with Clay McIntyre on Crybaby. I think the matchup's going to be Brian Corson on Risky Business, so we look forward to seeing what this matchup is. But we cannot rule out Wagner Luciano on Red Danner. Ought to be a really good pick.
That's right. I'm sure Brian will give us a show, that's for sure.
All right. Well, we're going to see what we have going on down here. Not quite sure who they're going to be
going
with.
Looks like they're tying up fucking number four right there in front of you.
Yep. Looks like, well, not real sure who they're going with. Oh, they're going with Jake McIntyre on Taser. Now, Jake, being one of the Bull Riders, has actually made it to the PBR World Finals. Look forward to seeing this matchup right here. We've heard a lot about Taser. Taser, the bull, is actually in the running as the Bucking Bull of the Year for Southern States Bull Riding. We're certain to see him in the finals for the Southern States next year. But Jake McIntyre, this cowboy, is ready to get it done down here tonight. Comes into the short round with a score of 81. All right. Yeah, it looks like this line up getting ready to go. We actually got Chaz Fish out there pulling the gates, wearing one of our Team Making 8 shirts. Always nice to see out there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, I'll tell you,
the more Making 8 shirts we got, the better.
Well, a lot of these cowboys starting to get a grip now. Jake McIntyre looking to get a grip on this bull. He's got Taser. He's sliding up on his rope right now, Kel. There goes the gate. Bull's going to be out to the left. Jake staying with him. Back around to the right. Oh, man, ducked him. Pulled him down. Tough luck for that cowboy. Going to be a no score. Bull just came around to the right. They're kind of expecting him to come around to the left, but I think Jake may have overcorrected.
Bull rider's still
there.
Down there. There, he finally got up. He's walking off now.
Well,
he got a little
no
shook up
that
with
bull,
as hard as he came down.
Yeah, he did, too. I'll tell you, that bull brought him down in a tough way. I believe Taser is one of them bulls. Like I said, he is in contention of Bull of the Year for a reason. So, all right, looks like they're sliding on down there to the other side of the buck and shoot. Looks like they're going with Brian Corson now, I believe. Came into the round with 86.5 points, and he's riding a bull they call Risky Business. Oh, no, wait. I stand corrected, Kelly. They're going with Wagner Luciano. Let me tell you, this bull has bucked in the PBR.
Yes.
Wagner Luciano now, the Brazilian cowboy, standing first in the standings with Southern States Bull Riding. He is coming down here for the money. We're going to see what we can get into down here. Kel, what do you think about this matchup? This little bull down here just came back from Mississippi, bucked in the PBR.
Wow, that's amazing. These boys are getting us some good bulls tonight.
Well, there's no doubt about it. With Southern States Bull Riders, here they go.
Here he comes.
Wagner's around hard to the left. Wagner makes the corner. Let me tell you, that bull is just spinning. Wagner's got himself a seat. He's going to make himself a qualified ride. That bull sat right in the gate and just spun to the left. Made the corner. You know, that first corner was real, real hard. And Wagner made that first corner and just stuck with him the whole time. Had a great seat on that bull. He just spun to the left. What a great ride for that cowboy. And I'll tell you what, Wagner's going to be tough to beat. comes in with a score of 88.5.
Eighty-nine and a half.
Yep. Tell you what, great ride for that cowboy. Tell you what, he put a little hit in his giddy-up getting out of that arena. I think he's feeling pretty good now. You know, Rooster was really tailing him in second place. Wagner went up to Georgia and won last night. Here we go.
Yeah, Brian Corson coming up now.
We want a team making a tone down here. Ready to get it done. I'll tell you what, I walked past Brian. I told him, I said, just today at the office, he said, you know what, I've been waiting to get it back on this bull. So we're going to see what he's got right here. Brian Corson, TDR Bull Rider, ready to get down and get dirty on Risky Business.
Well, get him some trouble in the chute there. He's got to take a repull on his rope.
Is he? Okay.
He's getting himself readjusted and trying to get that bull settled down in there.
Well, that's going to give us an opportunity to slide back over here and see what we can try to snag up here. We want to get the best seat in the house and watch Brian Corson with this matchup on Risky Business here.
All right, looks like he's got his wrap. Looks like they're fixing a flank rope right now.
Okay, there he goes.
Oh, he's sliding up.
Getting
ready
to go.
Come out.
Well, we have had Wagner Luciano, you know, the only cowboy in the short round to make both qualified scores.
Oh, it looks like he came out of his wrap again. That bull's giving him some trouble in there.
Yeah.
He's getting ready to get back down on that bull again.
Well, we've definitely seen this bull buck down there in the PBR. I mean, this bull knows how to get it. And Brian Corson's been looking for a rematch on this bull, so we're going to see what he's got tonight. Brian came into the short round with an 86.5 and had the opportunity to pick him right behind Clay McIntyre, who picked Crybaby. Let me tell you, I think that's going to be a great matchup, too. We look forward to that. All right,
he's got it. Here he comes.
Brian's out hard to the right, back around to the left. Brian got himself a seat.
Brian.
Oh, through his legs. Brian over the neck. Down. Oh, he's out cold, Kelly.
All right, Scott's on his way out there to check on him.
Pull him over easy, Garrett. Pull him over easy. Easy, hang tight.
All right,
hang tight.
Ladies and gentlemen,
tight,
I'm going to take you
hang
to
tight,
a break,
Brian.
Take you to a commercial and a couple of songs. I'll get back to you shortly and let you know how he's doing out there in the arena.
Hey, let him breathe.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Donnie Newman with the Southern States Bull Riding Association coming to you live from Charlotte County Fairground. We got some great action tonight, some great bulls, typical topical bulls for Bull of the Year, Summertime Blues, Crybaby of Jamie Randance, Moody Hoo of Chris Stewart. You're going to see some live action tonight. We got the 2008 Summer Champion here tonight, Wagner Luciano, also number one in the standings, and Kevin McKean and Rooster right on his tail, ladies and gentlemen. Stick around for the action.
Right.
Still, buddy. Stay still, okay? We got you, okay? Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's out. Right. I got bumped off and stoned. Now I'm a turkey tonight. And all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, cause the bill's been piling up way too high.
Tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this sunny leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride. And Pandora's box lost the fight for Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally wrote blueberry wine. So tonight of your heart's girlfriend sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his cross clear, got him standing for a hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight
the arena on his own is over at the ambulance right now, and we're getting ready for our next bull rider. The judges gave him an 86-point ride on that ride.
I was over the fence. I worked.
And here comes our next bull rider. Oh, hang on there. And he came off on the right side of that bull. That was Justin Walker that got bucked off. Ooh, that bull's just a kicking in the pens now. He is not a happy bull. These are some rang bulls out here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan Corson's got a cut up on a look like on the left side of his head above his eye. Scott will be able to tell you more. He was out there with them. Good thing I got a husband in the medical field. All right, we're getting ready for our next bull rider here. Let's see what's going on here. All right. Looks like he's coming out of buck and shoot number 4. I'm not quite sure who it is yet. Woo, that bull's just a jumping around in that gate, in that chute. Trying to bust open that gate like that last one did. I think they're having some trouble with the latch on the buck and chute number 4, because that bull's trying to get out like the one earlier in the show did. Bull's doing a lot of trash talking in that chute, trying to... That cowboy's got to take a lot to keep his mind on what he's going to do and get down on that bull and get his rope tied. And... Scott's still back in the ambulance with Brian. Brian looked like he was trying not to go, and I think his wife and my husband talked him into at least getting checked out. So he's still in the back of the ambulance. We'll see if he goes to the hospital or not to get a better look at what happened and make sure he's all right or not. But that Brian Corson, he's an old-time bull rider. To him, those are just bumps and bruises. Looks like he's getting his wrap and getting ready to come out on that bull. There we go. And he's off to his left. Jump. Oh, and back to the right. Oh, and he comes off the bowl. That's a hard bucking bowl. Got him back on his pockets and just blew him right off that bull. I tell you what, these bulls are some hard bucking bulls out here tonight. They are definitely all PBR quality bulls.
We call Clay McIntyre's vet, man.
Looks like Scott's talking to Brian in the back of the ambulance. I forgot to mute his phone. We can hear a little bit about, what's going on back there, but not quite sure what it is he's saying. All right, we got another bull rider coming out of buck and shoot number 3.
That's not always the case, but it's probable in his case because he's got a pretty good head injury. So,
Jason Wade coming out of buck and shoot number 3.
I'll help him back up.
I'll get all your stuff. You gotta get checked out. Taking his wrap, getting ready to slide up on his rope. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not as good at this as my husband is, but I'm doing my best. Oh, and bull kind of did a little stutter step out of the arena. Oh, came off and got in front of the bull a little bit. Bull just snapped him a little bit. He was able to get up and walk away from it. Jason Wade came off pretty.
He's doing these things, he's being knocked out and stuff, he's just over there.
All right, that was the last bull for the short round, and we'll find out what the totals were here.
I'll promise we'll get everything, and we'll meet you down at the hospital, man. I'll come down there with you, okay? We'll see with you as long as it takes.
Wagner Luciano is the champion tonight.
Thank you. I'll tell you right now, I mean, just getting him to go is going to be one thing.
Looks like Wagner Luciano came in first, and I'm not sure, but I believe that our Make an Eight rider, Brian Corson, came in second. And I will have Scott check just to make double check for us and make sure that that's the actual scores there. And I'm going to go ahead and go to a commercial and see if we can get Scott to get back on the line.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8, it's a winner.
There's a great American hero we all look up to. When the times are hard and chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. If you ask for his advice, he'll more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spend it. Or it burns a hole down in them jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. If she's a lady, treat her like a queen. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution, just about anything. If it's a job, do it. Put your back into it. Cause a little bit of dirt's gonna wash off in the rain. If it's a horse, ride it. If it hurts, hide it. Dust yourself off, get back on again. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. An old cowboy and a young buckaroo were working, riding fence. The old hand was testing the kid on his skill and his common sense. He said, son, if you've seen three men in a pickup, dressed alike from boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? Well, the kid scratched his head a while and then he said, well, there just ain't no way to know. The old hand grinned and then he said, kid, you still got a ways to go. The real cowboy's the one in the middle. He ain't there just by fate. Cause first, he don't have to drive. And then, he don't have to mess with the gate. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution, just about anything. He's got a simple solution, just about anything.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to call that an end of the night for the show, and we'll get back to you. And that does make Brian come in second place. And he is sitting up in the ambulance. They're wrapping up his head, and he looks to be fine. So we'll get back to you next time, okay? So keep logging in and checking out our site and see when our next show is. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you guys have a good night.